This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Rabbi Shmuel Chanoich Ben Gershon Zecher Tzadik Livrocha Chok Kibbutz Cheshvan, Thursday 7th of November, Rabbi Shmuel Meir Freshwater Arichas Yomim Rishonim Tovis.
I said it's a good amshach to the haluchas. Pusik in this week's Saturday about Avruam Zukain Bu Bayomim. Amuvini was old Zukain Bu Bayomim. Try to add in another description Bu Bayomim. Hashem Baydach Es Avruam Bakoil. Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed Amuvini Bakoil. The pushed pshat Bakoil with everything. It's a pusik that's mefilsim imergel b'fi habriyas. This pusik, first of all, it's printed in the Siddurim on the Shchaydush after Halil. It's a skill of Arichas Yomim to say the pusik b'avam zukayim bu b'yomim shabayach zavam b'kayim. In benching, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shubim mevudai chesuni k'moish in his Baruch Hu avesayim, just like Avram Yitzchak Yaakov were benched b'kayim mikoyi koyim, which means Avraham Mavini was benched b'koil, and the pusik by Yitzchak and Yaakov says, one says mikoil, Yaakov says yeshli koil. So conversion is Baruch Hu v'sayin Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov b'koil mikoil koil. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevudach es amo Yisrael. We see that Chazal in the Skas oifanim how one can be zoichet Arichas Yomim. We see the Gemara in discusses Bariches and Megillah Daf Chuches that the Chachomim asked other Chachomim, the Chavaydim, who was Zeichet Tariches Yomim, b'ma halach to Yomim. The Gemara gives a few different answers of various Chachomim. What is the Schism that they did in order to be Zeichet Tariches Yomim? So we see it's the Indian to understand what can bring to Tariches Yomim. Now, even though we know Avraham Avinu, the Torah says, that actually says he was nifted before his time because of his Eisav, but the Mass, the Torah says he had Arichas Yomim, as it's also his petitias in this week's Seder, but it's not the Pshat that was his years that were allotted to him when he was born, as we'll soon see here in the Medrash. The Medrash says here on this Pusik, it's in the Parsha Nin Ches. Someone who's roidev tztuka, he seeks to do tztuka v'chesed, to pusik emishli, yimtzu chayim tztuka v'chovet. He's rewarded with chayim tztuka v'chovet. Says the Medrash, roidev tztuka ze avruam. Who can we call roidev tztuka? Avruam Avini, shenema, v'sham lidei lech Hashem, lase tztuka. The pusik says in last week's Sedra that Avruam Avini and his mishpucha of v'sham lidei lech Hashem, the dei chayusha lutz Hashem, lase tztuka to do tztuka v'chesed. Where do we see Avruam Avini was mekayim chesed? And interestingly enough, the Medrash brings the example of Mavini Chesed, Shaguma al Chesed Suda, which is a kvira of Suda. The Medrash understands that to be a big master Chesed, and therefore Yimtzu Chayim, he'll be rewarded with Chayim. Shenema, that's a pusik. Ishnai Chay Avruam. Avruam lived Maas Shune v'Shivim Shune v'Chomesh Shune, 175 years. The next Piskei Medrash. Vavruam Zukayim Bu Bayomim brings a different pusik in Mishli. Ateides Tefeides Saivu, the Tefeides of Saivu of elder years, Vedeirech Tztuka Timutzai, can be found through doing Tztuka. And the Medrash brings a sipper, Reb Maya Uzal Le Mamlu. Reb Maya went to the town of Mamlu. Ruhu Oysan Kilan Shchayde Roish. You notice the whole town, there was no person with any white hair, they were all with brown, black hair, they were all youngsters. So he asked, why the nozakainim? Omar lehem toima mimishbachas bais ailiatem. Perhaps you are descendants of Aili. And we know Aili, the mishbach of Aili, Rechmon Litzlan, were given a din that they will not be malach yomim. As the Pusik says in Shmuel, b'chol malbis bais choyimisi anushim. So maybe that's why Rachmona Litzlan, there is a kainim in this town Mamlu, because the town is on the descendants of Aili. So they answered him, that's taki correct. We are descendants of Aili, and that's why the Anlu is a kainim. Omiloy Rebbe, his palal laini. Be mispalal that we should be zoich tarich esyomim. Omar lohem, it's up to you. You can be mevatel l'gzar din. How's that? L'chi v'tapli b'tztoku. If you be Isaac in tztoku, in the mitzvah of tztoku, v'atem zoichem l'ziknu. Then you'll be zoich tarich esyomim. My tamai, ateides tefeides saibu. This pusuk we mentioned in the Medrash brings before. Where can we learn this from? Ma'avruam shekusav boi v'sham nidelech Hashem las istuku in mishpat. Abravini was mekayim istuku. Zuchu leziknu v'avruam zukai bubayimim. So the Medrash says clearly that this chisav. Abravini was zoiche leziknu. Avruam zukai bubayimim v'Hashem bayilech es avruam bakoil. Was b'schis the mitzvah of tzuk. In other words, perhaps he had to live. When he was born, his lifespan was less than 175 years. But because he was Isaac and tzuku, Abu Mbini, the Goyim Olche said he was zeiche to Arichas Yomem 175 years. The same thing the Eid Beitz of the Gemuda says in Yevumos. The Gemara discusses the subject of the Bais Aili. They have a Gzar Din, they won't be Zoichet Arich Asyomim. How could they be Mevatl this Gzar Din? So the Gemara brings the Machlokes between Abaye and Ruva. Ruva says, Betoida, Mevatl Betoida. And Abaye says, Begemilis Chasudim. And the Gemara actually brings that Abai himself was Isaac Betoyra and Gemilas Chasudim, and therefore he was Zoycha Tarich Hashomim. Abai himself, who says that the way to be Zoycha Tarich Hashomim is through Gemilas Chasudim, he himself lived longer than others because of his he was Isaac in Mitzvah Stuk. Al Pipshat, the Pusik says in Mishli Tztuku Tatsun Mimoves, Tztuka has the Koyach to be Mevat the Gzal Din Amoves. And a peep shot, one could say, because we know the Gemara says one of the people who are nimshal to a mess, or compared to his life is not a life, is a uni. A uni is chushok a mess. We see when Yaakov had to run away from Beis Ovid to Lovan, so Eliphaz ran after him and said, "Look, I have a mitzvah of kibbut av. I have to kill you. It's a mitzvah of kibbut av." So then no. I have to make kind of mitzvah. So Yaakov said, "Look, if I give you, you take all my nechusim, you leave that the Yaakov should be penniless, then he'll be regarded like a mess, then he should say, you'll be Mekayim, kibedav, you'll kill the Yaakov." So someone who's Isaac and Tzuker is like being Mekayim Tchiyas HaMaisim, is being Mekayim a mess, so therefore, even if he has anxiety on himself, that he should run its lam be a mess because he makes other people it shouldn't be a mess. He's like himself. Maybe that could be a peep shaft. The master this b'yesa oimer to the Indian of how Sadukka b'gemilas chesed can be mevatel the gzar din of misa. The mashag on this pusik brings. The Chassam Sofer in Akdumah to Yitzchiv Yisrael Yedaya, he says on the Pusik voice in Saifet Vudem, Voisirchu Hashem Alekeichu Letoivu Bepri Bitnuchu. So he says that Be'emes, sometimes a person has lived the years that he was given at his birth, the Zman that he has to be on this world, and he already accomplished all he has to accomplish, and now that he's done what he has to do, there's no reason he should be here on this world. So this man, he should be hoylech lebay selome. Mat, that's a chsam soifer, if the rabbim tzichem loy, for example, he's mechanech his children and his grandchildren, he's oisig in der chinuch le'toyde le'avoyde, then even though he himself has completed his mission, but now he has a new mission to be mechanech the future generations. And therefore, he's living a life not for himself, but he's zoyche le'chayim because the chayim of his children, his grandchildren, says the Chassam Sofer, that's a pshat and pusik. Voisirchu Hashem alekeichu letoivu. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave you on this world letoivu? La'arich esyomu mishunim toivim. Bepri bitnechu. Because of the children. Because you're machanach. You're yoytzach halutzav. Letoivu liyir shemayim. Therefore you'll be zoicha at harich esyom. Even though, be'emerson, he has no reason, he himself has no reason to be on this world. So, says the Mashag, that in the same way that the Chassam Sofer says, if someone is melamed toida to his children, or he had in the Tamidim, he is zoicha tariqa siyomim, if he is mefaunus, if he gives tzuka v'cheset, and other people can be oisek b'toida b'mitzvahs through his tzuka v'cheset, and even though he has exavdin, but he has to be here because the other people's lives are dependent, or other people's lives are better because he is in this world. And therefore, he is given permission and he's given the schis to live additional years for the sake of these other people who he is being mechayev. Therefore, you can understand, it's stoker talsam imoves. Because he's given stoker, even though he himself has already been mechayev his mission on this world, and he would be now it's a doku tatsum imoves. Through this mitzvah stuker, he has redeemed himself on this tzavdin of moves. Therefore, understand this Mama Chazal, that even though Aili, Bais Aili, had the tzavdin of Misa, even though Avraham Avinu would have already been oile legaraiden, still, because of the mitzvahs of stuker v'chesed that he was doing on this world, he was zeichet to additional years. Putzik in Kapitel Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos Shesilem Bevayis Hashem B'chatzos Elikayin Yafrichi Oyd Yeniven B'Saivu D'Shayinim B'Nananim Yi. So, the Mashag explains the Hemshach of this Pesikim with this Yisoy we just mentioned. We look at the Pusik Shesilem Bevayis Hashem, we're talking about the Tzadikim, will be planted b'vayis Hashem, b'chatzos elekayni yafrichi. They will blossom in the chatzos elekayni. Api diktik, it shouldn't say b'chatzos elekayni yafrichi, it should say b'chatzos elekayni yifrichi. They will blossom. Why does it say the lushen yafrichi? So says the Bin Elitim, that the Melech said dafke this lushen yafrichi, because he wanted to teach the Kalis or something. Yafrichi means not the person themselves blossoms. Yafrichi, he causes the other people to blossom. Belushan Hefil. And he says that he based himself on the Mishnah in Sechta Subas. So the Mishnah says, Im lemadet to toile haba, if you've learned a lot of toile, al tachsek toive le'atzmechu, ki lekach noitzatu. So the push of Shat in the Mishnah means, if you learned a lot of toile, al tachsek toive le'atzmechu, don't say, well, I've got a lot of credit because I've learned all this toile. No, ki lekach noitzatu. You push it being mekayim, or you're here, what you have to do in this world. So it says that the Bin Eliyatim, different Pshat. Im lemadet to toile haba, if you've learned a lot of toile, al tachsek toive le'atzmechu, don't keep all this toile to yourself. Make sure other people also benefit from the Torah you learned. Why? That's why you're being created on this world, in order to make sure that you can share from your knowledge of Torah to other people. So, that's how the Bin Elitim explains the words of Dovid HaMelech. Shesilim Beweis Hashem, Beweis Hashem means Kanaidi. Shesilim Beweis Hashem. Chatzreis, the Chutzah, means this world. It's like the praise, the Chutzah of the Beweis Hashem. Shesilim Beweis Hashem. Persons in Olam Elyon, he's mekabel the toivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he can't make that other people should benefit, because everyone HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives what he needs. B'chatzah is lekaini, when the tzaddik is b'chatzah is lekaini, in the chutzah of Oilem Abu, the praise, which means Oilem Azei, Yafrichi, he is able to make sure that other people blossom. And therefore, by doing this, the Shainim, the Ananim, Yi, the Tzaddik will be Zoicha Tariqa Shumim. Because even if he is already been Mashlim himself, he's already been a mother to Toira Habe, but other people are benefiting from his Toira, and there's a Chis, the Shainim, the Ananim, Yi, will be Zoicha Tariqa Shumim. We can take this Yisad and explain what is a different Mama Chazal. There's a Mama Chazal, Dage Belev Ish Yisachenu La'achayim. Dage Belev Ish, the person has a worry in his heart, Yisachenu La'achayim. He should discuss it with other people. So, the B'nai Yisoscha says, besides the practical Indian, Yisachenu La'achayim, if discuss it with other people, then he already has given out his dagger, and she a bit of yoyitz, other people may have a yitz for him. But says the B'nai Sosra, Agde Pilke, that is a moideke yitz in this dagger belevish Yisachenu La'achayim. So he explains, if there's a gzad din on someone, like Munir Islam, he has to have a tzuda. The gzad din is not only on the person himself, because his mishpucha will also have agmas nefesh. They are going to have agmas nefesh ad ein erich wa ad ein shia from the tzuda that's leloi leini nigza on their kudim mishpucha. The ahavim, the yedidim, will also be nichlin this tzad. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the tzad din on a person, he takes the cheshbon of all the people who will be affected by this gzadin. And sometimes, if the mishpucha or the ayahavim of this person will suffer as a result of the gzadin, so it helps to be mevatel the gzadin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pusik says, Hatziyah Tumim Pa'aloi. Tumim Pa'aloi means it's a shreimus. If a bus of a dog makes a gzaida, his gzadin can't be b'shreimus. Because it's only, is this person machiyev or is this person not machiyev? He can't take in cheshvan, the mishpucha with the yedidim, and everyone is going to be affected by the tzaddin. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hatziyah Tumim Pa'aloi. Therefore, if a person's ahavim, the yedidim, the people who will be affected by this tzaddin, are not ruhi to have this agmas nefesh, therefore this can help to mevatel the tzaddin. So it says the B'nai Soscha, Dage Belev Ish. A person has a dagger. What's the, one of the Eitzes? He should discuss it with other people. Now the other people want him also to be helped because they are feeling they are feeling with him, and therefore that helps to be battled exactly. That's the shot. Dagger belev ish yisachen la'achayim. The pusik carries on. Avraham zukah buba yomem, v'Hashem baylach es Avraham b'koyin. So, Mefarshim tried to explain to the Rishonim, what's the pshat? V'Hashem baylach es Avraham b'koyin. What's the b'koyin? Literally, b'koyin means everything. The Ramban has an ariches, like a pshat. What's the meaning of v'Hashem baylach es Avraham b'koyin? It's mashma betoich tvura von the Ramban, and the Master Hashem explains it in this following way. We find Abu Mavini was nispudach b'mikne b'keisav b'zua b'ben b'yitzchok nisir lekim afi b'sechayni. He was benched to be the Chazal say when Abu Mavini was nifter, the whole generation, the door was boicha oil esvenu. So the words to the ship that is lost its captain, Abu Mini wasn't the manager Hador. But says the Master Hashem, without the bruch of Hashem, baylech asavum b'koil, that could be all worthless. Why? Because Chazal tell us, mi sheyesh lo imun eretz Messiah. The teva of a Ben Udam is Whatever he's given, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with, he's not satisfied. He wants more. And the Chazal say befeidish in Medrash Kehilas, Ein Uda Mes V'chatzi Tavusa B'Yudai. The time a person finishes his time in this world, Yichasim V'Shun and Toivim, Ein Uda Mes V'chatzi Tavusa B'Yudai. He hasn't even gotten to reach half of what he has mishtaykik. Ein Uda Mes V'chatzi Tavusa B'Yudai. And that's the Teva Wanishi. So, with all these brachas, which Avraham Avinu was nespurach with, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give him the bruch of his tapkis, that he should be semayach b'chelkoi, then there wouldn't be a shleim esteke brucha. V'Hashem b'aynach es Avraham b'koil means that not only was he blessed with all this gashmias b'rachmias, he was satisfied with what he had, and he felt bakoil. I have everything I need, I don't need anything more. Hashem b'aynach es Avraham b'koil. And that's the biggest shleimus of brucha. It says, medayg l'masa Hashem, adiyak niflu. At the end of the Seder, we see the petir of Avraham Avinu, we see the pusik says, he was nifta zukain v'suvaya. He was nifta zukain, he was old, v'suvaya, he was satisfied. If you look by other Anushim Gedoylim even, as the Pusik says when they were Nifta, it doesn't say Zukain Mesuvaya, Zukain Mesuvah Yumim. He was Zukain, Mesuvah, he was satisfied Yumim with days, he was Zoychat Al Yichasumim. But it doesn't say Zukain, he was old Mesuvaya, and he himself was satisfied. So says the Maaseh Hashem, because that was only Avraham Avinu. That Brucha, the Shleimus, the Stumad Al Tzadikim also had this Middah, but not the Shleimus of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Zukain. He was Zukain v'suvaya. And says the Maaseh Hashem, that's pshat all the others. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov, we see, said, Yesh li koil. Isaac said, Yesh li rov. I have a lot. He never said, Yesh li koil. Yaakov Avinu said, Yesh li koil. And that's the bruche. K'moy sh'nisporchi avisayin Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Bakoil, mikoil, koil. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them. Bakoil, mikoil, koil. So also, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevudach Klal Yisrael, with kol mina bruchas toivis, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be together with this middah of bakoil, because without that, it's sometimes it's worthless. But it's lacking because we don't have the shleimus the kebrucha of estapkes.
Keine
bruch esuni, bebrucha shleim. Ah, gewaltig, mamash gewaltig. Keine bruch esuni, bebrucha shleimu. Rabbi Yaakov is a gewaltig pshat. Bebrucha shleimu, that we bezoiche to the middles of estapkes, then the brucha will be bebrucha shleimu, be a shleimus the kebrucha. Kayach. The Pusik says by Bikirim, V'sumachdu b'chol ha'toiv. So the Tefeh Shloim explains that this is Takadis Brucha. That not only will you be blessed b'chol ha'toiv, but also V'sumachdu b'chol ha'toiv. In the Tzchis of the Mitzvah of Bikirim, you'll be zoich, v'sumayach b'chelke. It's Mephirsim that in the Tvilis, which Chazal v'miyasit, one can find a remez for all the bakushas that the person needs, b'chaim, chayisoy, he can find it in the tefillahs that with the chazal and masaka to dam. It's mefirsim, Hashem ha-masuch ha-dav ha-velz, yes, there was a yutzah b'deich ha-gab. If somebody asked him, where is merimez, l'espala al-bunim toivim, in the tefillah. Where can a person have in zin to be zoych at al-bunim toivim? So he answered, and we say in Shemoneh Esrei, "Ledoya v'doya nesapet eloseichu." A few times we say "Ledoya v'doya." By Kedusha we say "Ledoya v'doya." Also in Asher we say "Doya v'doya shavach maseichu." So when we say "Ledoya v'doya," we should zayicha the generations, the future generations should be oyved Hashem isbudach. There is the mukim to have in zin lespal labunetoyim. So. I thought, Asher, where can we find the remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mevudach HaSuni with this Beruch HaShleimah of ist Tapkes. Das Bruch Avraham Avinu, was Hashem Baruch Hu Avraham Bakoyin. We have a look in the Bruch Avraham Avinu. Bruch Avinu is a Shuna Zoyis, it's coming to the Toivu, Vesai Bruch Avinu Toivu, Pena Adumu, Vesab Aini Mitivu. We add on, Vesab Aini, Vesab Aini. So it could be this talk of the Pshat, that here we add on this Bakusha, because we want to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bruch Avinu, give us all the bruches, it's coming to the Toivu, plentiful, the Tviya, but we also want the Sabayni Mitivechu, we should be Zoycha to be Mesamayach Bechelkot, and this Bruch HaShleima, that we should be, should feel satisfied with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. There's a Bekanta Medrash in the beginning of this week's Zedra. So the Medrash brings a sipper for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Hoyudoydish, he gave a drusha. And the Shomim of the drusha, Misnamanimim, what does go? So he said, he wanted to be married to them. So he said, listen, why was Suda Maini Zoycha to be a Malka over 127 Medinas? Esther Amalka. It must be because she is a descendant of Suleimani. Suleimani lived 127 years, and therefore she was zoicha to be a Malka ruler over 127 Medinas. So the pasuk of Shatav Medrash is, he wanted to tell them something that was very interesting, that would get their interest, and therefore they would wake up and listen to the Shia. But why? Chadishanim explains why dafka this mama of a Suleimani, 127 years, being goyim Esther Malka, 127 Medinas. So he said, Chadishanim explains that he understood that the Talmidim was probably thinking, doesn't matter, we'll doze off for a few minutes. So he's trying to give a message. If you make a cheshbon Avraham Suleimani was zoicha each year to one medina, if 127 years she was zoicha to 127 medinas, so one year she was zoicha to rule over a whole land. If you make the cheshbon a month, she's probably zoicha to a whole city, a whole province in one month. In 1 week, she's zoicha to a whole area. In 1 day, she's zoicha to a whole street. In one hour, she was zoicha to a whole house. In one split second, she was zoicha to a whole room. So he's saying to Talmidim, don't doze off, because in this second you're dozing off. You got no idea what you can be zoicha. Every second you can be zoicha to give out the gebruchas. So. ירוצן שנזכה כלוני להליך עשים ומשולים טויבים, כמו יש נשבור אחר לסייני בקוין מכוין כוין לא מכיין ירוצן.